Time now to talk a little bit of racing with our Sky Racing analyst, Brad Davidson. Morning, Brad. The shorts on the weekend, are we going to have some scratchings?
Yeah, it looks like it could be that way, couldn't it? Santa around a lane in her time. Some like all a bit of a question mark around whether they'll run in the shorts on the weekend. It comes after that. The weather continued yesterday, all the rain came down, a bit more rain around Sydney as we speak right now as well. So I think it's going to clear the next couple of days, but whether we get the drying conditions, a bit of wind around, a little bit of warmth in the ground probably Friday and Saturday, but yeah, the damage has been done. We're probably on that heavy 9, heavy 10 this morning, and yeah, those three horses, definitely a bit of a doubt around whether they run on the wet track. We know standing around the lane doesn't really enjoy it. We know sunlight plan to go forth up into an Everest, so they're always capable of missing a run, and of course in her time being fresh as well, they're probably just happy to wait if it's too wet there. So we'll see how that all plays out, but regardless of that, it's going to be a tremendous clash with a host of star sprinters set to go head to head and give us some degree of confidence to map out the Everest. Having said all that, it all depends on what track conditions we get on race day as well. If we get a dry surface, then it could change things completely.
Brad, what about this $11 into $4.50 or $4.60 Dreamforce against De Villiers?
Yeah, look, I think it's the wrong price, $11. I don't know what was... Yeah, I mean, he won by three lengths first up. I know he was on the right part of the track and everything, but he's still won with a leg in the air. So I think they went up the wrong price there. But having said that, I heard John Thompson suggest that he's hoping to get sort of a 7 or an 8 there for Dreamforce. I think that'd be wishful thinking after the rain we've had. So whether he gets through a real heavy track, that's probably a little bit of a question. And I guess we'll get to see how biased that track was towards leaders a couple of weeks ago. It depends on how the likes of Dreamforce and Sarmadout do go, because they both come out last time out and won with a leg in the air. We know it was very on pace that day, and the wind was more the factor there for mine, but the tail went down the home straight. So we'll see if that really turns around. Obviously, a horse like Avilius, he's 2 from 2 on heavy. He's been going okay without raving about, but maybe he's just been waiting to get his toe into the ground. So we'll see if he can bounce back to winning form. And he was wide no cover the other day, so I thought his run was still full of merit.
The Newcastle Cup is on tomorrow. With the amount of rain on, would that be in any doubt at all?
No. They're flying up there, yep. Newcastle. They got one of the best drainage tracks in Australia. And I think this morning, it's either a soft 6 or a soft 5, put it that way.
Oh, wow.
And it'll be probably start, you would think, on a 5 tomorrow, depending on the weather today. And yeah, it's just such a good drainage track up there. That'll be a really good surface. Great fields for Cup Day. Good luck to the club. I'm sure it'll be a big day there. I've got a horse in Calipari, who's going around in one of the races there. So, look, he's double figure odds. He won first up, but I think we were lucky that St. Greer, one of the other horses, misbehaved out of the barriers and was out of the race. She's come out one by about 3 or 4 lengths since, and I think would have beaten us. So it's a bit of a step up for him. His sectional first up went great, but hopefully he runs well. But for the Cup, obviously Chris Lees is trying to win that for the first time, and it looks like a year that he might do it. Obviously, he's got the favourite, our candidate, and he's got a host of other runners as well. But our candidate, the form stayer at the moment, so it'd be fascinating to see whether he can take that next step with just 54 on his back.
I thought your horse won really well when it won.
Yeah, so did I, to the eye, and then I looked at the sectionals, and they just let me down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That was my concern, the sectionals and the form around him. But look, he steps up to 1,200 metres. A couple of people in the horse are good judges that I respect a lot, and they always think he was going to be a better 1,200 metre horse. The trainer's happy with the horse. So, look, fingers crossed he runs well, but I'm probably hopeful rather than confident.
Good on you, Brad. We'll get your tips for Newcastle tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Cheers, guys.
Kembla off today. We brought you that news. The rain continues on the coast. We're hopeful that some of our country listeners are getting that rain.